248-539-9797. We'll get some texts in a second. Let's go to DeVal in Madison Heights here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, DeVal? Hey, I got 42 minutes left.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Oh, okay, so this Pistons team, I'm thinking right now how good they are. This is not a team that's just going to get into the playoffs and get swept. This is a team that's going to get in there and give somebody all they can handle. You know, like a 6 or 7 game. And if it's New York we end up playing, I think we beat them, to be honest.
I won't go that far. I think they'll win a couple of games.
Will.
Okay. All right. I hope you're right. There's nothing that would make me happier than seeing the most overrated franchise in all of sports history losing the first round to the Pistons.
I would say this, DeVal. Yeah. It would be the whole court at home, steal one on the road.
Yeah. Right. And when that's how I see that. I think we would beat New York in 6 games. This team is reminding me of the Oklahoma City Thunder when they were young, and they got in as an 8 seed in their first couple of years, and they played the Lakers, and they gave them and Kobe all they could handle. It was like 4-2, and then that game 6 when the Lakers clinched, it took a last second shot by Gasol to win that series. I'm seeing something like that.
I think you're a little ahead of yourself because if my memory is correct, I mean, they had Westbrook, KD, and Harden. They were young. Yeah. And there's another player. I don't think anybody's to that level except for maybe Cade. What?
Well, they had Serge Ibaka, too, at that point. The thing is, I'm not calling any of them Kevin Durant or Westbrook or anything, but my correlation with those two is they were young, and no one were really looking at them like that. They were like, okay, they're just going to get swept by L.A. or get swept by New York or whoever.
I agree with you. You're right.
They're going to sneak up on somebody, yeah.
I don't think they're going to get swept. I agree there. Whether they win a series or not, that remains to be seen. Everything's about matchups. The Knicks have been playing awful defense, but they got Mitchell Robinson back, and he's their best defensive big guy. He just came back, making his debut for the season, I think either today or tomorrow.
Yeah, that OKC team, he's right. They had KD, they had Westbrook, they had James Harden. But, you know, I mean, come on now. We got Cade, we got Malik Beasley, we got Jalen Duren, we got Ron Hollins. We got guys, man.
Yeah, but they have a few Hall of Famers. We might have one.
I'm smart.
Oh, my gosh. I am all in on this team. Somebody says, Stoney, get real. You said whether the Pistons win or lose is irrelevant. Come on, man. What a defeatist attitude. It matters.
No, I mean, tonight's game. I mean, if they win tonight and lose tomorrow, as opposed to lose tonight, win tomorrow, they're still 1-1 in these two games. That's my point.
Someone says, I run a sports bar. I have instructed my team to put the sound on for the Pistons games tonight.
You know what I'd like to know? If sports bar person can text back, do sports bars subscribe to Peacock? Can they put Peacock up on TVs? Because I was at a sports bar last night, and it was like, well, no. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to leave because I need to go watch this Michigan game.
I got to leave. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't blame you.
Huh. Let's find out. Come on, text back. Let us know what you can do there. This ticket text says, this Pistons team is coming together very similarly to the way the Going to Work Pistons collaborated. That is cue in temperance.
Well, yeah, there is some similarity between, you know, this team and Carlisle's first year, right? This is J.B. Bickerstaff's first year, starting to develop an identity. There's a Carlisle.
So what you're saying is J.B. Bickerstaff won't be the coach to take them all the way. He will get fired in 3 years.
Oh.
And they will hire
in 2 years?
Larry Brown.
Yeah.
Popovich.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine?
No.
I could not see that happening at all.
No. Popovich coming off health issues and said, wait a second.
I said a few years.
Yeah, he takes a year off. Yeah,
I know, but he has Victor. So he ain't going anywhere.
But he's what if we get Victor?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, or
all right. Victor or Miles Garrett, 2-4-8.
How about Connor McDavid?
Put him in there as well.
At the trade deadline, right.
I always wonder what would be great if you could trade, you know, between cities.
Sports.
Yes. How cool would that be?
What would you give up to get Connor McDavid? You give up what? Jahmyr Gibbs, Cade Cunningham?
Yeah, you'd have to get an Edmonton Eskimo to be named later, right. too.
I'm thinking, no, you probably give up Gibbs and maybe Beasley. And a first-round pick from one of the sports.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Lions' first-round pick, Gibbs and Malik Beasley.
Yeah, that brings back the Mills and Hunter for Chris Webber. Was that the one? Yeah. God.
So I have a response, not from the same guy that runs a sports bar, but the different guy says, we do show Peacock at the Red Ox.
Okay, so I was just at the wrong place.
Yes.
Because I was like, no offense, I don't care about Duke, North Carolina women.
Yeah, I know.
You didn't care about that last night.
Michigan's got to play a big game here. No.
And this year, I don't think you really care that much about Duke, North Carolina men either, as you normally would.
Not at all. Someone else from downriver, a bar in downriver, says, yes, sports bars, we can stream the apps. Big leagues, brews down there. We can do it. So
okay, good. I mean,
certain
good to
locations.
Know.
Yeah,
good to know. Mm. Thank you for your timely response.
You just need to go to a different place.
I did. Okay. Yeah, I need to see
either that or call your place and say, "Hey, listen, you want Big Rico's money? You get Peacock."
You're right, because someone did say that apparently there are specialized subscriptions for bars, for Peacocks. That's a sports pass or whatever. So, yeah, you need to contact them and say, look, you need to get a part of this and get your special Peacock pass.
I mean, it's not like Big Ten games are shown on Peacock, are they? Exclusively. Can we basketball
are we
football.
A big, are we a Big Ten area? Is we're town? A big
can
Ten?
We play? How do we?
I know we're a MAC conference.
Can we blame Kevin Warren for this or somebody else after that?
Oh, this is Kevin Warren's fault.
The Peacock, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because he signed this deal before he left. Oh, or yeah, he got the deal together before he left.
Yeah. Well, for us, it's not that big of a deal. For the schools, they love it. And then they cry poor. And now they're going to have to spread some of the wealth. It's like, guys, that's what I said. You don't have to grift your fans and alums for NIL packages.
No.
You get $100 million.
Right. You grifting them for Peacock.
So, right. But you know, between NBC and Big Ten Network and Fox,
yes,
over $100 million per school. Now, the new schools don't get that. If you just took 30% of that and said 30% of the money will go towards NIL to keep players there, you don't have to hold out your hat and say, help me, I'm poor. If you want to keep your star quarterback here, put a little money in the church collection plate. That's what it feels like.
They have it. You're right.
You have it. You just don't want to spend it.
No.
So where's the money going? On education? No, it's not.
No.
And building up, it's going in your pockets. That's where it's going.
It's going to those Olympic-style sports.
It ain't even doing that.
I know.
You take a dive in the Michigan State swimming pool, you'll break your neck.
The reason I'm laughing is because in high school we had a kid who dove into the pool swimming and broke his arm.
Oh, why are you laughing then?
Oh,
that's not funny.
It was just a broken arm.
He laughed earlier about saying kill someone. Oh, yeah.
Well, it's such a broken arm. It's not like the guy drowned or anything. 97 won the ticket.